This is episode 541 on the Hidden Why podcast, My Book Reflections. Today I'm reviewing a podcast called How It Began, a history of the modern world with Brad Harris. Enjoy. G'day ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Hidden Why podcast, My Book Reflections. How the heck are you guys? I hope you're very well. Guys, I love books. I freaking love books. I believe books have the power to transform lives. It was Warren Buffett that said that the most important investment you can make is the investment in yourself. The investment in oneself will not only raise the quality of our life, it will also help improve the lives of everyone else around us. Books can assist us to improve within the six fundamental life principles: health, growth, relationships, expression, contribution, and significance. And when we massage these elements continually in our lives, we'll move into heightened levels of liberty, fulfillment, and happiness. I'm a living testament to the nourishment the books deliver. They are like the manure to our soul. They help us shift perspectives, raise awareness, develop understanding, discover greater purpose, seek truth, nurture compassion, and transform lives. A few years back, I set myself the goal of reading more. The target was to read a book a week, and that's why this segment exists. It held me accountable to that goal, and now it's a sustainable habit that I'm absolutely grateful for. By sharing these books, guys, I hope to encourage and inspire you to read more. It also provides me a platform to express my thoughts and increase my understandings of what I've learned. This is the Hidden Why podcast, guys. This is My Book Reflections. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by purchasing any of the books that you hear in this review through the links at thehiddenwhy.com. Guys, that's it for me. I hope you enjoy today's book reflection. I'll speak at the other end. Enjoy the show. G'day, guys. Welcome to the Hidden Why podcast. How the heck are you? My name's Lee Munnelty, the host of this show. Guys, thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen in to my podcast, The Hidden Why. It's great to have you here with me, guys. Today, I'm doing a podcast reflection. Yes, every week I do a book reflection, but currently, recently, I've been doing a podcast review at the start of each month. So today, I am doing that reflection, and today's podcast is called How It Began, A History of the Modern World with Brad Harris. So guys, grab yourself a cup of tea, as I have done, or a cup of coffee. Sit down, relax, and enjoy this review. It'll take about 10 minutes. And on that note, guys, if you like it, please let me know. Jump onto thehiddenwhy.com and you can leave your comments in the show notes there. You can also reach me directly through either probably Facebook Messenger is the best, or email, which is up there and available as well. So let's go. Let's begin this review. So Brad Harris, who has also been a guest on The Hidden Why, is the brains behind this exciting new podcast series, How It Began. So Harris earned his PhD in the history of science and technology at Stanford University, and now with his unique and professional style, wishes to educate and even entertain others to the fascinating inventions and discoveries that have helped shape the modern world. Harris holds the belief that we should all be celebrating the history and the triumphs that humanity has achieved. And I couldn't agree more. I believe there's so many great things that we've achieved. And yes, while there have been many consequences of the past advancements we've made, overall, the progression of humankind should really be grateful for the amazing accomplishments of the past. I think by looking back with respect and admiration to what we've done and holding a positive perspective may be the most purposeful and practical approach to continuing on this path of humanity's success. Not only to learn from the mistakes that we've made and to reduce the risk moving forward, but also to improve the strategies moving forward and be inspired and motivated to be a part of this great mystery that is life. Harris is extremely passionate about history, and then you can see that while listening to his show. And he's done this show in a way that's very palatable, and even for the humblest or amateur historians like myself, it is really easy to absorb the history. At the time of writing this, Harris was in the process of releasing a second series, and actually he has since done that. He's up to episode 5 or something like that, which I'm actually listening to now as well. And what it is really a professionally produced documentary-styled bunch of episodes. So in the first season, Harris published 12 shows, including the likes of Wolves to Dogs, Electricity, Computers, The English Language, The Stock Exchange, and many others. So you can see how each of those titles relate to what the topic he is delivering the history of. What I love about his show is that Harris records shows that are just 30 minutes in length. It makes it very consumable, as many of us are very time conscious these days. I also feel it allows him to focus on the key insight and aspects of the topics he is delivering without getting too bogged down in the theory, science, or tech of the history of it all. For a novice historian like myself, this is muchly appreciated, and not only because I am very time conscious myself, but I just like to get the snapshot view of some of this history without really getting into the nitty-gritty, if that makes sense. So it's much easier to captivate my attention, and you know, for most of us, it's probably easier to captivate your attention as well. When I first listened to the show, I, to be honest, wasn't sure what to expect. He was a guest on my podcast, so I tuned in and had a listen. And look, what I found is that he had created this professionally and highly edited podcast production. I guess I was used to and perhaps waiting for a conversational type podcast in which Harris would share his knowledge on the history of the modern world. However, after a few episodes in, I was quickly converted, and that didn't throw me off. It probably threw me off a little bit at the start, that professional style, that documentary style, because I didn't have that as my expectation. But once I really started listening to it, I actually found it really enjoyable. That professional approach really makes a big difference. And if you think of David Attenborough and some of his documentaries or any of the other documentaries that you might love on TV, this is like that podcast version. Very professional, very well put together. He does some great editing with, you know, voiceovers, music, backdrops, etc., that I think just adds to the whole theatrical feel of his podcast, and certainly great. So he probably puts a great deal of time and effort into creating each show, not only in how he edits the show together, but also the quality of content is superb. So it's certainly worth a listen from that respect, unlike what I do here at The Hidden Why, very much put out my thoughts, put out my voice, share what I know and learn. And I don't focus too much on the editing, as you can probably tell. But that's the difference. A funny story, actually, when I started listening to how it began, I thought that Brad was really speaking quite fast. And I thought, geez, he really needs to slow down his speech. And so I thought I'd mention that to him. And I wrote down some notes because he asked for feedback. So I took some notes down. And after listening to 30 minutes, I just thought, felt it was so rushed. Like there was just so much to absorb because he was just speaking rapidly. And what I realized actually after listening to a few episodes is that I actually still had my podcast on time and a half speed because I listen to most of my podcasts on time and a half speed. And if you don't do it yet, try it. I tried it some time ago and I didn't really like it, but then I started doing it because you can still absorb most of the communications that come through. But for fast talkers, I'm a pretty fast talker, so I don't know how I would sound on one and a half speed. But for Brad's show, you really need to drop it back to one speed because you'll be able to better absorb the content of his podcast. So yeah, just a funny story that I thought I'd share with you anyway. Look, on a note of some of my favorite episodes, they have been Horsepower, From Stallions to Steam Engines. I really liked The Wolves to Dogs. I enjoyed Surgery, How We Learned to Heal. Fascinating, insightful show that was. The English Language was another one. At the time when I was listening to that, I was actually teaching it, so it probably really connected and related to what I was doing. And the last one of the first season was The Theory of Evolution, and I'm very interested in evolution and how we've developed as human beings, so that was a fascinating one as well. Look, guys, there's a lot of great stuff on this podcast. What I'd suggest is just pick it up, download it, scroll through some of his past episodes. He's up to his second series now, as I mentioned, so scroll through some of the past ones and just pick a couple that you might be fascinated by based on the title and then have a listen to it. Just reflecting back, when I was at school, I really felt it hard to pay attention in history classes, and perhaps it was because it was delivered in such a mundane, sort of boring manner. And it just didn't captivate my attention. But I did like it because there was a lot of interesting stuff in history class. But now I can read, you know, the likes of Sapiens, a great book. Guns, Germs and Steel, a book by, I can't remember his name, Mr. Diamond, I think it is. I've just done a review of that in the last couple of weeks as well, so check that out. These are a couple of great books, really involved, really in depth. But they just captivate your attention, especially when you listen to the likes of Sapiens in audiobook. The way Yuval Noah Harari has narrated that book and really conducted that book is just incredible, and it really does captivate your interest and attention and keeps you captivated the whole way through. So it's just amazing how history can be made entertaining and fun and enjoyable and palatable. And I think as far as a podcast go, there's a couple of really good historic podcasts out there. There's one that I don't listen to. I've listened to a few times, but it's just quite long for me, and I can't give it that full attention that I'd like to. And I can't even think of the podcast name now. You'd know it. Anyway, it's out there. It's Dan Harris, not Dan Harris. Anyway, Dan Carlin, he's got a podcast out there. So look, there's those long ones that are absolutely fantastic. Everyone raves about them. I'd suggest having a look at them too. But for those of you that have, you know, 30 minutes and just want a bit of a history, cup of history in the morning or in the afternoon, check out Brad Harris's podcast. It's a great one. It's 30 minutes long, really insightful, to the point, and on, you know, just individual single topics that you can just take away and digest and go, wow, that's interesting. And hopefully with all of that, it might just make you appreciate the past advancements, achievements, inventions, discoveries that humans have made, how it benefits our life today and how grateful we are for that. And it might even inspire you to keep pushing forward, keep making new discoveries, because there's a lot of change going on in the world right now. And if we can work together to keep doing that, perhaps we can create a lot of new discoveries and inventions that will help us, you know, keep kicking ass going forward. So guys, that's it from me. As I said, Brad Harris has been a featured guest on my podcast. If you're wishing to listen to my interview with Harris, it was a good interview, please follow the link in the show notes. It was episode 454. So check that out, have a listen, and let me know what you think about this podcast. Once you do have a listen to it, jump on thehiddenwire.com, leave your comments in the comments fields, or reach me directly. I would love to hear from you, and I'm sure Brad would too, so reach out to him and say g'day. That's it from me, guys. Enjoy your day. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. There you have it, guys. That is this week's book reflection segment. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed my review of the book or podcast, depending on which episode you're listening to. And if anything, had some inspiration to go out there and check it out, pick up a copy of the book or have a listen to the particular podcast if you haven't already. Guys, you can support the show by using the links at thehiddenwire.com to purchase any of the books that I do review here. So if you use those links, you can purchase all your Amazon goods, and that does support the show. I've also got a deal with Audible. I love books, and one of the ways I get to read more books is by listening to them. And Audible has hundreds and thousands of titles there that you can choose from. So at the moment, I've got a deal with Audible. You get two free books when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Fantastic deal, so check that out as well. Other than that, guys, if you do love what I'm putting down here, you can support the show in a number of other different ways. Number one is by leaving us a review on iTunes. That'd be fantastic. It's a 1-to-5-star review and a brief comment. You can also share any of the episodes you love using the social media links there as well. So share the love, share the passion, share the joy. And other than that, guys, just connect with me. Connect with me at thehiddenwire.com. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and my email listed there as well. And reach out to me. Let me know what you think of the show. I love getting some feedback, and I love the questions that come through as well. So if you have any questions of your own or suggestions, please reach out to me through that link. Other than that, guys, you know what to do. You need to go out there and breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose, and in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Mumlinsey, and until next time, see you later.